Morning Watch. Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church, Week 6. A Good Minister of Christ. Friday, Related Verses. Isaiah 13:1. The Burden Concerning Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos saw. Zechariah 12:1. The Burden of the Word of Jehovah Concerning Israel. Thus declares Jehovah, who stretches forth the heavens, and lays the foundations of the earth, and forms the spirit of man within him. 1 Corinthians 2, 4-5, 9-11. And my speech and my proclamation were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, in order that your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. But as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not come up in man's heart, things which God has prepared for those who love him. But to us God has revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the things of man, except the spirit of man which is in him? In the same way, the things of God also no one has known except the Spirit of God. Ephesians 5:26 through 27. That he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word. That he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish. Isaiah 54. The Lord Jehovah has given me the tongue of the instructed, that I should know how to sustain the weary with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as an instructed one. Related reading. Revelation and light come first. This is the starting point. Yet revelation and light alone do not constitute the ministry of the word. One must be renewed in his mind and understanding. When God shines again, he will then be clear about the content of the revelation. We cannot convey a hazy and foggy revelation. At a minimum, the revelation has to be clear in our mind before we can tell others about it. Yet even if our mind is clear, we still may not be a minister of the word because we still do not have the proper words. Others can only hear our words. They cannot hear our mind. If we do not have the appropriate words, we may speak for hours on the platform without conveying what we know. This is why we have to have words from God. What then is a burden? First, a burden is the light we receive in the Spirit, the thoughts that capture the light, and finally, the inner words that supplement the light and thoughts. The last step of the burden is the release of the inner word. The combination of these three things makes up the burden of the prophets. Burden is light plus thoughts plus the inner words. Our burden is to release God's revelation to man, and God's revelation is released through the words of revelation that we have received. The greatest problem in the ministry of the word is not having a burden, or we can say, not receiving a burden, or not paying attention to a burden. It is possible for elders to administrate the church without a burden. Those who minister the word may also do so without a burden. It is not a matter of how well we speak, the logistics of our presentation, or whether the saints are touched. Rather, it is a matter of what will be produced in the saints. If some are not yet saved, we should receive a burden to bear their souls by the Lord's grace in order to sow the seed of salvation into them when we release the word. Our burden is salvation, not the release of a dynamic word. If they are saved but do not love the Lord, our burden should be for them to love the Lord. If they love the Lord but are not willing to give themselves to the Lord and receive his dealing, our burden should be for them to willingly give themselves to the Lord and be dealt with by him. This is the ministry of the word with a burden. When we minister the word of God, Our concern should be whether we have God speaking, not the topic of our speaking. In order to have God speaking, the one who ministers the word must have a burden. People may have a negative reaction or be stirred up when they hear a message that is spoken with a burden, but they cannot deny that it is God speaking. Therefore, speaking should not be easy or cheap. We should not speak simply because we have prepared a message. One who ministers the word should bear people's condition before God. He bears the responsibility of knowing their needs. He needs to sense their condition and know what God wants to speak. Without a burden, all our activity will be dead and ineffective. With a burden, we will be living and flourishing. Such an outcome is not related to our method, but to our person. If there is a burden, our self decreases and is dealt with. It will not increase because there are things that our burden will not allow us to do, and there are areas that will require our being dealt with before we can release our burden. It seems as if the brothers in the churches serve according to obligations as employees in a company. Such service is dangerous and will cause us to lose the Lord's presence. Everyone who serves the Lord must receive a burden and have a burden.